This is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you become master of your life, not the slave of the karma, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I just said master of your life or slave of a karma. Or slave of the karma. A master of the life means, your life means master of the world. However, most of the people are not aware of it, that we are, if we are not able to control our feeling, our image, we are the slave. There is a very interesting quote of somebody's word, I forgot. He says, if you are aware of that, you are slave. You are not really slave, because you are looking for the freedom. But if you don't even realize that you are slave, that you are really the slave, even though you are slave. Yeah, so it's, you know, people think that even not able to control the feelings. You know, for example, to be occupied by the feeling of the anger or the fear. Those others, slaves, because we be able to create our life, our world, if we be able to control our feeling and our image. Sometimes you don't want to think this way, you don't want to get angry, but you're angry, you get angry. That is the same as the slave of the karma. Or drop into the image of the fear. That is also the slave. Purpose of the practice in Buddhism is to gain the freedom from the karma. Have freedom to visualize whatever you want to visualize. The future is you create based on what image you will input in your subconsciousness, what words you put into subconscious. If you are saying unconsciously in a daily life, unconsciously that negative words, negative image, you have to aware of it to be free from. By the way, this is a continuation of the three poisons that Buddhism basically teaches. The first one I already talked about the greed in the last Dharma talk. And this is about anger, but actually it's just a symbolic expression, anger is. It really means that to be free from the negative thought, negative feeling, and negative image, and be able to create, have a freedom to create your own mood, the positive mood, the positive feeling, and positive wishes, positive image, positive visualization. What is interesting is that we do not need any effort to start having negative image, negative feeling, negative words, because those are coming from all the karmas of all human beings of the world. And to have positive words, positive image, positive feelings, and you need effort, and And this has to be not temporary. This has to be your subconsciously. Just like you ride a bicycle. In the beginning, you need effort to learn how to use a bike. But after that, it becomes subconscious. The same. You need effort to repeat, and that to repeat make it positive. And that's why the practice is necessary. It's interesting to create a happy life, to live happily. You need effort, you need practice. The people who has no effort or no practice and be having a happy life, this is only exist in a TV commercial. Well, I wish that you will put effort to and start practice whatever helps you to change the habit or karma of the human being, to transform karma of the human being and live positively, freedom, complete freedom, and be the master of your life. With wishing that you have the happy life. The happy person will increase in this world as much as possible. Please be one of those happy persons.